Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Some housing advocates are criticizing Massachusetts' program to help renters during the pandemic. They say there are long delays and a lack of communication. Governor Charlie Baker recently announced $100 million in funding for residential assistance for a program for families in transition, known as RAFT. The governor also increased the household limit for funding from $4,000 to $10,000. At the same time, though, he said he would not extend the moratorium on evictions. WBUR's Simone Rios takes a closer look at the program state officials are counting on to head off a potential wave of evictions.
It's a weekday afternoon at the Archdale Public Housing Development in Roslindale, and Margaret Joseph just had another nearly sleepless night. Joseph has lived here for 30 years in a two-bedroom apartment. Now she shares it with her two daughters and their two kids, all five living on the less than $1,000 Social Security checks Joseph gets each month. That's because her daughters lost their jobs at the beginning of the pandemic and haven't been able to go back to work. Joseph says she owes $6,000 in back rent, and she's afraid of getting evicted. She's been waiting for months to hear whether she'll get any help from the RAFT program.
That will do me a lot of good, because I could sleep. I don't sleep at night. I don't, because I keep on thinking, when is it going to be the day they're going to put me out in the street with my grandkids? And that will kill me.
Metro Housing, the nonprofit administering RAFT in the Boston area, tells WBUR that Joseph was approved to receive $2,400 and the money went out in late September. But Joseph and her lawyer say she was not informed and that the landlord received the money without knowing who it was for. It was only when WBUR inquired about the money that Joseph learned it had been awarded. Joseph's attorney, Melanie Gleason from Lawyers for Civil Rights, says her client's case isn't unique due to the huge demands now being placed on the program.
I think there are tenants who have been counting on these funds and have applied like way back when in the summer, like in July, or even beforehand, and they still haven't seen that money. And they are, understandably, now that the moratorium has lifted, wondering what's next for them.
Metro Housing is one of nine organizations administering RAFT across Massachusetts. Metro Housing's head, Chris Norris, says RAFT is the cornerstone of the state's eviction prevention effort. But he says his group is far understaffed to deal with the demand they're facing, and the application process is more complicated than it needs to be.
Our focus should be on serving as many people as possible, as quickly as possible, with the funds that they need to remain stably housed. And unfortunately, the way the system is currently set up, we have restriction after restriction after restriction and documentation after documentation after documentation. It makes it extremely difficult for someone to navigate their way through it.
It's so difficult that Norris says Metro Housing received 25 RAFT applications one day last week, and only two of them were complete. RAFT has been in place for 15 years, but its original intention was to provide short-term help to get renters out of a tough spot. Now more people need more assistance over longer periods. Norris says over the first 3 months of the pandemic, he saw as much demand as in the entire previous year. Andrea Park at the Mass Law Reform Institute is among those who believe the state is about to see a tidal wave of evictions in court. And she says RAFT alone isn't enough to prevent that.
You know, we have the pandemic on top of a pre-existing housing crisis. And to say that we will help all of those people who I think of as being akin to victims of a natural disaster. And to say that first you should get sued and then you should try to access this money that isn't really there yet is the backwards approach.
A spokesperson for the Department of Housing and Community Development, which oversees RAFT, says a more streamlined application is in the works, as well as a platform to allow landlords to engage with the program directly. And there are signs that the additional money allocated to RAFT is helping. On Monday, a group of landlords owning thousands of units in Massachusetts agreed to pause evictions for failure to pay rent through the end of this year. The landlords, convened by the Greater Boston Real Estate Board, will help tenants draw on RAFT money to pay back rent. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.